Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Jessica on a recorded line. How may I help you?
I'm calling about my Roundup case.
Okay, and bear with me just to confirm you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, was it you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear.
Thank you.
Did you ever have more than one occurrence of it, or one diagnosis? Was it just one diagnosis? Excuse me.
Yes. I had a blood test, CT scan, and biopsy.
Okay. And do you remember what year you were diagnosed with it?
Yes.
What year?
August of 2009.
August 2009. Okay. And where did you spray the product? Was that at home or work or both?
At home.
Home. And were you the one doing the spraying?
Yes.
Okay, so you were spraying it yourself, would have been direct exposure, you personally sprayed. Do you know what cities you sprayed it in or city?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. And then, what was your age at time of diagnosis?
29.
29. Okay. And then were any other family members also diagnosed with a lymphoma after using it, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then, do you remember what year, and this could be just best to your knowledge, what year you first started using the product?
Two thousand and nine.
2009. Did you ever stop using it?
Yes.
Okay, what year was that?
2010.
2010.
2009. I think it was 2009. I'm sorry.
So you used it in 2009 and then stopped in 2009? Okay, so unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to assist at this time. They require a certain amount of time of usage, and unfortunately, it doesn't meet the criteria here. I do apologize, okay?
Well, oh, okay. Because I
Okay.
started in 2009 and I was diagnosed in 2012. But okay.
You said you were diagnosed August of 2009.
That's when I started using it in August of 2009, and I was diagnosed in August of 2019.
So, okay, now I'm confused. So, when were you diagnosed? Because you said just now 2012 and then you said 2019. I'm just confused. So, when were you diagnosed?
August 12th of 2019.
Okay, so August 12th, 2019. And then you started using the product in August of 2009.
Of 2009, and I stopped using it in December of 2018.
And you stopped using it December 2018.
18,
Okay.
like October through, no, October. It was October when I stopped using it. I'm sorry.
Okay. So that would have been 9 years total for usage. Does that sound right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on is a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Please let me know if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. Any HIV, AIDS, or organ transplants?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma, any other cancer that required chemo?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then we're going to go through the injured party information. You said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma for the main injury. Can you spell your first name for me?
MAE OLA.
It was MAEOLA. Okay, then your last name?
Thomas, THOMAS.
And again, THOMAS. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then are you currently married?
No.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
12/24/1980.
And again, it was 12/24/1980. And then your social?
4284106 21.
And again, it was 4284106 21. Okay, and then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV, commercial, social media, doctor, friend, family?
Social media.
Okay. Do you remember what
I
year
saw
you saw this?
it on an ad. It was an ad on social media, and I filled out my form online. I can't remember. It was a while back. I don't know exactly what year.
Okay, maybe like just best guess, like last year, 2014. I mean, just best guess.
I'm thinking. One moment. I think what year? You say what year did I
Like, see it on social media. We could even put just this year. They just want to know when you saw it. That's fine. It doesn't have to be 100%, you know, just best
Maybe
your
last year,
knowledge.
yeah.
Last year? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, what is your height?
5'4".
And then your weight?
135.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
My first name, MAEOLA, D as in dog, G as in good. So it's MAEOLADG at gmail.com.
Okay. And then the phone number you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll go through the roundup usage information. So how many times per month were you using it?
About 12 times a month.
12 times a
Yeah.
month. Okay.
And
And
so
then how many?
I got about 5 to 6 hours in a year as
Okay.
far as exposure.
And how many months out of the year were you using it?
Like 10 months out of the year.
10 months. Okay. So 120 times per year, estimately, and then times that by the 9 would have been 1,080 times total, roughly. And then, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And you already told me, estimately, you first started spraying the product in 2009, and then you stopped in 2018.
No, it was 2019.
2019. Okay. And then, let's see, did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And do you know, or you said you were using it at home. Was it for like lawn care and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And then, bear with me. Did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No.
Okay. And then, were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And then, what type of Roundup was used? Concentrated, premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And do you know where you were purchasing it? Like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Ace's,
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you have any proof of purchases, like receipts, or have any bottles still in your possession?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Did you lose any time from work due to like surgeries or treatments?
I did.
You did. Okay. How much time off did you roughly take off?
About 6 weeks.
Okay. Was it in 2019?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disabilities, work disability, worker compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, and then next here, the medical information. There would be a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Was that a question?
Yeah, is there a medical record at least with a doctor showing the diagnosis and type?
The doctor who performed my treatment.
Yeah. Like, do you have a copy of
Yes,
it or with
I
the
had a
hospital?
doctor.
Okay.
I'm not, I have the doctor's information, but no, I don't have a
Okay.
copy of it.
Okay, no worries. So at least it's with the doctor then. And then do you know the doctor diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. James Thigpen.
Dr. James, what?
Thigpen.
And then at what hospital or facility?
UMMC. With University of
UMMC.
Mississippi Medical Center.
Oh, okay.
University of Mississippi Medical Center.
Sorry. In what
It's okay.
city?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. Did Dr. James give you the treatments as well?
Yes.
Okay. And was it on North State Street?
The Home Depot? Yes.
No, the
No. Oh,
hospital.
no. The hospital? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
2500 North State Street.
Okay. And then what year did you have treatment?
Thousand and nineteen.
2019, okay. Did you have chemo, radiation, surgery, stem cell transplant?
One moment. I did chemo.
Chemo, okay. And then what is your mailing address?
I did chemo and radiation therapy.
Oh.
My mailing address is 2232 Castle, Castle, Hill, Hill, two different words, Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39204.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Was there any like mental stressors like depression, anxiety, physical, family stressors or financial, anything like that for you?
Well, I was sick, shortness of breath, stomach pain. Just it was definitely a rough time.
Okay.
Very weak.
And then lastly, emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Not at the moment.
Okay, no worries. And then just bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text, an email?
Yes.
That's okay. Okay. So bear with me. I'm just gonna put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All
One
right.
moment.